Scene 1. The Knave's House. Enter the Knave, carrying parcels, and Blanche and Wu. They fight. Blanche.
Whither the money, Lebowski? Faith, we are as servants to Bonnie, promised by the Lady Good that thou in turn were good for it.
Wu.
Bound in honour, we must have our bond. Cursed be our tribe if we forgive thee.
Blanche.
Let us soak him in the chamber pot so as to turn his head.
Wu.
Aye, and see what vaporizes. Then he will see what is foul.
They insert his head into the chamber pot. Blanche.
What dreadful noise of waters in thine ears! Thou hast cooled thy head. Think now upon drier matters.
Wu.
Speak now on ducats, else again will thee duckest. Whither the money, Lebowski?
The Knave.
Faith, it awaits down there someplace. Prithee, let me glimpse again.
Wu.
What, thou rash egg? Thus will we drown thine exclamations.
They again insert his head into the chamber pot. Blanche.
Trifle not with the fury of two desperate men. Long has thy wife sealed a bond with Jacques Trehorn. As blood is to blood, surely thou owest to Jacques Trehorn in recompense.
Wu.
Rise and speak wisely, man.
But hark, I see thy rug, as woven i' the Orient. A treasure from abroad.
I like it not. I'll stain it thus. To deadbeats ever thus.
He stains the rug. The Knave.
Sir, prithee nay.
Blanche.
Now thou seest what happens, Lebowski, when the agreements of honorable business stand compromised. If thou wouldst treat money as water, flowing as the gentle rain from heaven, why then thou knowest water begets water. It will be a watery grave, your rug, drowned in the weeping brook. Pray remember, Lebowski.
The Knave.
Thou errest. No man calls me Lebowski. Hear rightly, man, for thou hast got the wrong man. I am the Knave, man, knave in nature as in name.
Blanche.
Thy name is Lebowski. Thy wife is Bonnie.
The Knave.
Zounds, man! Look at these unworthiest hands. No gaudy gold profanes my little hand. I have no honour to contain the ring. I am a bachelor in a wilderness. Behold this place. Are these the towers where one may glimpse Geoffrey, the married man? Is this a court where mistresses of common sense are hid?